The Buddhist Perspective on Life and Destiny. Of life's myriad affairs, we tend to busy ourselves with those having a direct bearing upon us. Of these concerns, destiny holds universal import. However, notions of its sphere and workings are quite divergent. When facing hardships, some bitterly resist their ill fate, maintaining that all circumstances, good or bad, are predetermined. Others, the carefree optimists, unquestioningly accept difficult situations, passively content with what they have. Whether we find ourselves at the top or the bottom of what appears to be life's wheel of fortune, we have to neither resist nor accept destiny. The Buddhist perspective on life and destiny spins for us a different choice. This booklet reveals a penetrating view of the wonderful workings of life and destiny. First, why do we each have our own destiny? Life and destiny are affected by many things. For some, one person can change life. For others, a dollar can turn destiny around. For still others, one event can alter life's path. Even a single word and a momentary thought can cause dramatic changes. An impetus, though seemingly insignificant, has the power for tremendous impact. Like a tiny pebble that is thrown into the vast ocean, the resulting waves can ripple across a wide area of water. Similarly, a single person, item, event, word, or single thought can alter the course of destiny. How one person can change our destiny. When Wu Sangui of the Ming Dynasty learned that rebel bandit Li Jichang had kidnapped his beautiful concubine, Qian Yuanyuan, he was enraged and asked the Manchus, the warring tribe to the north, for assistance. He opened the gates of the Great Wall of China and let the Manchus into the country. Although Wu defeated the bandits and reclaimed his concubine, his life was forever changed. He was thereafter declared a traitor. Due to the actions of this one man, the Han people came under Manchu rule, and Chinese history was forever altered. England's Edward VIII, Duke of Windsor, is another example of one individual's ability to alter the destiny of many. In 1936, King Edward abdicated the throne in order to marry Wallis Simpson, a divorced American woman. A queen with two living previous husbands was opposed both by the English people and the Church of England. In forsaking his country for the love of a woman, his life was completely changed. Zhou Lingfei, the grandson of the famous Chinese author Liu Sheng, fled China so that he could marry Zhang Chenghua of Taiwan. In so doing, he opened up many opportunities for his life and established a bright future for himself. Parental love also sways destiny. Some parents sacrifice their entire lives for their child. In Chinese history, a legendary story tells about Wang Chun'er, who remained a widow for the rest of her life so that she could devote herself to raising her son. When grown, he became a successful government official, and Wang enjoyed the fruits of her son's success. Children are also known to give up their futures to care for an aged parent. In order to honor the parent, some put aside their own ambitions, spending their lives quietly tending to the parent's needs and forsaking the dream of a promising career. Devotional love changes destiny, too. Chinese history is replete with accounts of loyal government officials and soldiers who showed devotion to their emperors and lords by repaying their favors with their very lives. During the period of warring states, a warrior named Yu Rong wished to repay his lord, Ji Bo, for the lord's generous care and support. Yu swallowed charcoal to alter his voice, painted his body to disguise himself, and assassinated Zhao Shangji, his lord's enemy. Afterward, he turned his sword on himself. There are also many untold instances of women who have made tremendous sacrifices for the men they love. Yet their lives ended in tragedy because their significant others were irresponsible. For example, there was a woman named Huo Xiaoyu who was fiercely in love with Li Yi. She thought they would live happily ever after. Little did she know that Li Yi would one day abandon her. Often, we change our destinies because of a single person. Oftentimes, we tend to let one individual affect our own life. This person may be someone who is kind and caring to us, or someone who is jealous or hateful toward us. Because of these instances, our life and destiny forever changed by it. How a dollar can change our destiny. A dollar can affect destiny in surprising ways. In 1879, Henry Ford, the American automaker and production innovator, left home while still in his teens with just $1 in his pocket, given to him by his father. This was the start of a career that would culminate in an automobile empire. The world-famous Ford Motor Company altered history by changing the way people travel, conduct commerce, and manufacture goods, and it made the man himself a household name. During World War II, a young Chinese soldier saved a woman from suicide by pulling her out of the water. But instead of thanking him, the woman cursed the soldier. Upon the soldier's patient inquiry, the woman told him her tragic story. Her husband had been framed for a crime and sent to prison. The woman was left to tend to their three young children and her husband's ailing parents. To buy medication for her mother-in-law, she pawned all her possessions for a silver dollar. Sadly, the coin she received was a fake. Duped by the pawn shop owner, widowed and penniless, she saw death as her only recourse. The young soldier was quite touched by her story and said sympathetically, "What a tragic story. I have a silver dollar with me. Please use it to take care of your family. Give me the fake silver coin so that others will not fall subject to the same plight." Dropping the fake coin into his pocket, the young soldier hurried off to report for duty. Later, during a fierce battle, a bullet hit him in the chest. The bullet struck the fake coin, leaving only a dent. His life was spared. Clapping his hands, the young soldier exclaimed, "Well worth it. This coin is priceless." Because of the young soldier's single thought of compassion, using the dollar coin to save the woman and her family, his own life was extended. The power of money, even as little as a dollar, is immense, and this power is used for both good and ill. There is a saying, "A dollar can subdue a great warrior." For the sake of money, some people are willing to break the law, thereby creating a lot of trouble for themselves. Many young adults today do not appreciate the hard work that goes into earning a dollar. They are envious of the success of others, but are unwilling to work for their own. They just want a fast buck and may even resort to all kinds of crimes, including theft, robbery, burglary, and murder. Not only do these youths disrupt the safety and peace of society, they end up in prisons or even lose their lives. In contrast, throughout history, there have also been many people who chose to maintain their moral standards rather than kowtow to the power of money. Among the Chinese historical figures, Tao Yuanming refused to kowtow for 5 Chinese pecks of rice, approximately 13 pounds, and Tian Lu, though completely destitute, would not lower his moral standards to those of corrupt officials. Even a dollar has the power to make change. Since views on money differ, its uses vary. This results in the widely divergent effects of money on life and destiny. How one event can change our lives. In addition to person and money, events also have an effect on human destiny. Thomas Edison invented the light bulb and became a world-famous and well-respected inventor. As he lit up the world for all humankind, he freed us from the torment and inconvenience of darkness. Alfred Nobel perfected modern explosives. On the one hand, much pain has been inflicted on people and societies due to misuses of explosives by individuals. On the other hand, the Nobel Prize has been a wonderful catalyst for much social progress and advancement in world civilization. How much good it has bestowed on us. Events like these can bring about both massive suffering and great blessings. Kakuei Tanaka, the former Japanese prime minister, fell from the height of power to the depths of a common criminal because of bribery. Although he was once the most powerful politician in Japan, not even he was above being convicted and sent to jail. In the United States, the Watergate scandal unseated the late President Nixon from the most coveted position in the world. A single event can bring extraordinary glory, yet events can also cause deep embarrassment. A single act cannot be taken for granted. I have an unforgettable personal story, the events of which secured my devotion to the cause of Buddhism. Even today, I am moved to tears when I recall the incident. I was brought up in a temple and had always lived a life of bare necessities. I had always been in good health. However, when I was 17 or 18 years old, I fell very ill. I vomited and had diarrhea. My life was in grave danger because I could not hold down food for almost 2 months. I do not know how it happened, but somehow my master heard the news. He sent me half a bowl of pickled vegetables. Of course, in comparison to the economic standards of today, there was nothing particular about half a bowl of pickled vegetables. But in those impoverished times, those pickled vegetables were like gourmet food. I can still remember being overcome with gratitude. My eyes filled with tears as I ate. As I felt the unspoken love of my master, I made this vow to myself. Master, to repay your kindness, I will dedicate my life to promoting Buddhism and spreading the Dharma so that all sentient beings may benefit. That half bowl of pickled vegetables gave me boundless strength. My faith in Buddhism has been unshakable, and I have willingly been able to deal with all hardships that have arisen. There are countless examples of masters whose destiny has been changed because of one event. Sixth Patriarch Hui Neng emerged out of his ignorance while pounding rice. Master Xiangyan Ji Shan became enlightened while tilling the soil. Countless Chan masters have seen through the subtleties of the Chan teachings at the sight of flowers blossoming and wilting. Countless Buddhist practitioners have achieved clear understanding at the sight of the sun and the moon. Countless traveling monastics have extinguished the flame of anger and hatred in their minds when looking at the beautiful mountains and clear rivers. If we reflect deeply on the events around us, we will see them in a totally different light and will understand how events affect life and destiny. How one word can change our lives. Before becoming a monk, Chan Master Dan Sha of the Tang Dynasty had planned to travel to the capital for the imperial exam. On the way, he met a monk who offered him advice. Taking the examination for a government position can only bring you the worldly freedom of fame and fortune. You'd be much better off studying Chan instead. Then you could work toward liberation from the mundane world. Having heard these words, Dan Sha changed his mind and entered a temple to become a monk and study Chan, eventually becoming an eminent Chan master. Those words were like a club to the head, waking him up from his mundane dreams and opening him up to a whole new world. The Buddha had two famous disciples, Sariputra and Madhogalyayana. Before they became Buddhist monks, they were Brahmic teachers. One day, while they were meditating, a follower of the Buddha by the name of Asjavit passed by during his alms round. He was reciting a verse the Buddha had taught him. All phenomena arise out of causes and conditions. All phenomena cease due to causes and conditions. Honorable Buddha, my great teacher, has always taught thus. When Sariputra and Madhogalyayana heard these words, they both felt as though they had just seen the first rays of morning light piercing through a cage in the darkness of night. At that very moment, they seem to see the world clearly. From hearing this single verse, their wisdom blossomed, and they were able to finally understand true reality. To some, as Javid's verse may seem ordinary, to those two wise Brahmins, however, it was like an explosion or a key turning. It shattered their delusions and opened up the truth of the universe. After hearing those words, they became followers of the Buddha and attained the fruit of arhatship. Once, someone asked Chan Master Zhao Zhou, "When the universe is annihilated, does the body still exist?" The master replied matter-of-factly, "Just let it go." After this encounter, Zhao Zhou did not quite feel satisfied with his answer. When great calamities occur, as the world undergoes decaying processes, will our bodies still exist? Because he was not pleased with his reply of, "Just let it go," the 80-year-old master put on his shoes and journeyed many miles in search of the answer. Later, people would affectionately refer to this episode as follows. For the one sentence of, "Just let it go," the monk traversed 1,000 mountains. There are many people whose lives have been changed because of a few words from their parents, friends, or loved ones. Sometimes, a few words of encouragement can lift us out of the depths of depression. At other times, a few words of criticism can sink us into the pit of despair. Kind speech is one of the four means of embracing, so we should speak kind words often. Using kind words reflects well on us, and it is a form of generosity. How a single thought can change our lives. Our lives are affected by a person, a dollar, an event, or a word. A thought can also turn us 180 degrees. One thought can create a sage or an ignorant fool. It carries a person to all corners of the universe and from heaven to hell. Thus, it is extremely important to focus our minds and practice right mindfulness. Zheng Fengxi, one of the 10 most outstanding youths in Taiwan, was handicapped from birth. He used his hands in place of feet. When very young, he was subjected to ridicule by the other children. However, due to his determination to stand up, he was able to complete college. He is a model of someone who struggled hard to improve himself because of a thought. Helen Keller was blind and deaf. She grew up in a world of silence and darkness because of a thought to repay her teacher's patience and mentoring. She worked incessantly to improve herself, and she became a respected and courageous individual. Although she could never quite master speech, she was nevertheless able to tour the world, giving talks through the use of sign language. Through numerous public engagements, she raised the world's consciousness about the plight of the disabled. Royalty and world leaders were honored to hear her speak. Helen Keller, with her endless efforts, brought light to millions of blind and deaf people. She became a symbol of hope for the unfortunate. Throughout Buddhist history, innumerable masters endured countless hardships just because of a single thought of devotion. They dedicated their lives to spreading the Dharma. During the Tang Dynasty, the legendary master Xuanzang realized there was a shortage of translated Buddhist scriptures in China. He made a pilgrimage to India in order to bring Buddhist scriptures back to China. Because of this single thought, he traversed India for 18 years. He later returned to China with numerous sutras and became known as the Tripitaka master. One idea changed his life and opened a new chapter in the history of Chinese Buddhism. His contribution remains a bright light in history, and his influence is forever timeless. Master Jinzen of the Tang Dynasty was deeply impressed by the earnestness of student monks who traveled from Japan to China to learn about the Dharma and find a qualified precepts master. Consequently, after meeting these monks and seeing their sincerity, the thought of taking Buddhism to Japan was born. Over the course of 12 years and through 7 attempts, he grew older and became blind, but he remained steadfast to his idea. After many hardships, he finally succeeded in reaching Japan and promulgating Vinaya there. Even today, Japanese architecture is modeled upon Chinese styles, and many Japanese customs are similar to Chinese ones. The use of chopsticks and agricultural methods, such as sowing and transplanting, were introduced by the Chinese. Master Jinzen was credited with bringing the Chinese way of life to Japan, and he was honored as the father of Japanese culture. The one thought of spreading Buddhism to Japan opened up a new path for him, helped to develop Japanese Buddhist culture, and altered the lifestyles of an entire country. Jinzen's exemplary act of never forgetting your initial determination to attain enlightenment adds a whole new dimension to understanding the term missionary courage.